Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director of Meetings Today. And we're joined today by the man, the legend, Eric Rosenberg, who I've known for many years. And really an expert, especially on international meetings and events, and actually entrepreneurship in the industry. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thank you, Tyler. I should make this recording available to my daughters after what you said.
I don't know if you can ever live up to your child's expectations, but
that's right.
But thanks for joining us, Eric. And I know, you are really, as I said, a fixture in the industry. And I believe you chaired MPI's international board for a number of years too, right?
That's correct. Back in 2010, I was the first from Europe and had the amazing luck to have the opportunity to chair the International Board of Directors. And it's a 3 years term. 1 year you elect, 1 year in charge, and 1 year you immediate pass available for the next person. And I met a lot of people. I learned a lot. Had an amazing board. So it remains. You see the smile on my face. As Christine Duffy told me once, you're gonna enjoy doing it, and you're gonna enjoy it when it's over. But I still remember with fond memories. Yep.
And before we get to some of the other stuff, what is this kind of the status of international meetings now? They was dead in the water during the pandemic for obvious reasons. What are you seeing out there right now?
Well, obviously, having the abandonment of or basically not requiring people to be vaccinated or to show something to come to the U.S. was a big boost in all the international meetings coming here. But international meetings is not only people coming to the U.S. It's people going everywhere from the U.S., but also from all over the world, Asia to Europe to Africa to Latin America. So it always been something that obviously is at the heart of our industry. And now there is no substitute for face-to-face. So you might not be traveling if you have a 2 hours meeting. But when it comes to incentivize people, when it comes to business development, when it comes to negotiation, and when it comes to really, and I'm thinking now more about medical meetings, when it comes to exchanging information, the research on Alzheimer or Parkinson, for instance, there is no substitute for that. So it's always been there. The challenge I've seen, and I see it more than ever, is that people are not prepared. Mm-hmm. To deal, whether you're going outside of the U.S. or you're welcoming an international meeting in your hotel here in America, people are not aware of the cultural differences. And so you might be insulting someone without knowing it, or you might be frustrated with the way some people do business and thinking that they're mean or they don't respect you, where at the end of the day, is just a different way of operating, but has nothing to do with you personally.
And that's a great point. And I think it's I don't know if it's counterintuitive, but a lot of people might think, well, it's just easier to do a virtual meeting through Zoom or whatever platform with international people. But how can you really beat that in-person interaction with them? I would think it's even more important, especially when you may have cultural differences. And don't know perhaps the intricacies of their business environment there.
Absolutely. That will never be replaced. Now, don't get me wrong. It depends what is the objective, what you try to do. You might have a quick meeting on Zoom or online. But really, when it comes to deep conversation, exchange of information, learning, plus there's the serendipity of being on a trade show or being at a conference, which will never be replaced. Now, it's also being aware of, I give you just one example, and I always laugh with that. I'm originally from Belgium, and if you try to reach someone in the summer, you might have an out of office that says, I'm gone for the summer, please reach out back in September. I'm exaggerating, but just a little bit.
Right.
Where here, the out of office would be, I'm going to heart surgery. Sorry for not being available. I'll call you back as soon as getting out of the operation room. So, you know, it's between those two realities that I guess lies the truth and then the way people are doing business today.
Yeah. Well, that's I chuckle at that example there. But so, I mean, and let's just talk about some of the other stuff you're up to. You're working through Alhai Strategic Consulting Services, and actually led by Layla Rock, a rock star of the meetings industry, I would add, such like yourself, and really helping business owners on their journey through success in the industry. Why don't you tell us more about that?
So Layla, Dr. Layla Rack, Layla, as she likes to be called, she has a tremendous experience in our industry. She's the founding dean of the NYU Tisch Hospitality School. And she started this division of Alhai with the support of Mang Dominguez. And those two names, for me, are synonym of brilliance, intelligent people, caring for human beings. And the idea is basically offering to the members of Alhai a certain number of services. So there's a group of external consultant and internal consultant on all the topics that you would think that are necessary for running a business. And I'm very lucky to be one of those person helping Alhai and helping strategic consulting services to help them members. My focus is obviously on more on international meetings and on running businesses. You know, I have a passion for mentoring business owners in our industry. And I was one, and I'm still as one, but I had a corporate event agency for 20 years. And I realized that you have all this type of training that covers subject like negotiating with hotels, designing a meeting and stuff like that, but really nothing on how do you operate a business? How do you design your vision? How do you put a plan together? What are the key numbers you should be aware of to running your business? How do you hire, fire, manage a team and making sure that they are respected and they stay as long as possible in your own company? And most importantly, how do you put an action plan together where you're going to be accountable for? And that's what I've been starting doing many years ago. And now really a big part of what I love doing is advising, mentoring, and actually having now a small group of people, because you cannot do that for 100 people, but I'm really building a small group of people that I'm helping with all my experience and network. But also, you know me, I'm not afraid to speak my mind. It's no BS. So it's... tell me what you want to be doing. I'll help you get there. I'll open my connection. I'll bring subject matter expert, but you have to be accountable. And if not, then everybody's wasting their time.
So it's like a boot camp and you're the drill instructor, huh?
Yeah, but you know, it's a mix of both. It's a mix between the drill instructor on one hand and being empathetic and supportive on the other hand. That's what I like doing.
You don't make them do push-ups or if they make a mistake, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, at the end of the day is what people want to do. But if somebody's telling me, for instance, listen, I want to develop my business and sell it in 5 years. Okay, my first question is, why? And my second question is, what's your number? And those two simple questions, you would be surprised. Few people know the answer to it. So I'm helping them getting there. And when they have an answer for those questions, then we can start doing a retro planning. What does it mean for the next 5 years? What does it mean for this year? What does it mean for this month? And what do you want to be accountable for? What is the next step you're going to be taking?
What do you think maybe some of the biggest mistakes people might make? Say they know the meetings industry, they know events, they know how to produce a great show. What's the mistake that they make when they all of a sudden they're hanging up their shingle and going into business?
I think that it's a very good question, that there's really two main mistakes that I see. The first one, and I made it when I started my business 20 years ago, is that you're the best at what you do. Nobody can do as well as you do. It's your company. You want to make sure the clients are happy. So you stuck into delivering the logistics and not thinking, oh, I got a business, I got a project. Great. You're doing the project. And oh, the project is almost over. Shoot, I need to find new business. So you go and find a new business. Okay, you find a new business. And here we go again. You're back into delivering the logistics. If you don't break that circle, you're never, ever going to grow your business. You're not going to have time for what you want to be doing. And it's a nonstop until you burn out. That's the first mistake. The second mistake for me is really that you speaking, let's say you're speaking to a corporate person. They don't care about the logistics. They take it for granted that you're going to deliver it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't put yourself in the shoes of the customer that you're talking to, if you're going into a question, listen, the difference is there. If I go to you and I said, how many people are coming? Do you want a welcome cocktail? Do you want a farewell dinner? There's a set of questions. And I'm putting myself in their mind in the box of logistics. But if I come to you and I said, well, before we talk about this very program,
hey,
let me ask you some questions. What about your industry?
Muted, Tyler. There you are. Oh,
hold on. Hey, John, I'm sorry. I'm doing a podcast right now, so I hit the wrong button. Uh-huh. So, Hey, John, I'm doing a podcast right now, so
I'm just making sure on this font.
Okay, no, that's all right. Thanks. I hit it. Sorry.
Cool. So let me rephrase that. So the first mistake is, you know, not being able to delegate. Then the second, if the set of question, if I come to you and said, how many people are coming? Do you want a welcome cocktail? Do you want a farewell dinner? I put myself immediately in your mind, in your box of this guy is excellent for logistics. But if I come to you and I really want to be positioned as a strategic partner, what are the questions I should be asking you? It is, well, if I understand well, these are the challenges in your industry. Yes. Okay. And if I've read well and from the homework I did, these are the priorities that you have for this year and next year for your business. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So what are you expecting from this meeting? What do you try to convey? What would be the outcome that you would say it was successful? So those are the two mistakes for me that usually business owners in our industry do. The first one, they're not able to delegate, or they haven't learned how to delegate. And the second one, they are confining themselves into the logistical box. And don't get me wrong, it has to be perfect, but that's the assumption. But it's not putting themselves in the shoes of their customer and understanding where they're coming from and what is important for them.
It's kind of like the chef who's like a great chef, can make the best meal you've ever had in your life, but doesn't know how to run a restaurant. That's like
exactly
the traditional failure story of a business would be that, right? I mean,
absolutely.
So it's probably similar in any sort of business, right?
Absolutely. You know what? I strongly believe, Tyler, that 70% is always the same from one business to another. Now, the 30% that are specific to your industry, that's what make or break a business. And being extremely deep in that knowledge and understanding that would make a difference. But the same goes for delegation, for hiring people, for knowing your financial numbers, for putting an action plan together. And most importantly, being accountable. It seems so simple, but listen, I have an accountability buddy. Every Monday, late afternoon, we speak with each other. There's no secret. You need a coach. You need an accountability buddy. That doesn't mean that you need to hire people for that. But if you don't have them, good luck.
And so how do people learn more about your Valhi effort? And what would be your typical client or participant for that?
So the best way is to go to the Alhai website. And you can see there the SCS, so Strategic Consulting Services, and all the different great coaches and great consultants that are available. And I really think that, you know, pick any business issue that people will have, any concern, any problem or challenges they foresee in the future. The scope of what we are all covering is there. So you will find somebody in the group that can help and help you with your challenge. Or, and the best way, reach out to Leila Rack or to myself, and I will redirect to the right person. But it's really, I like the concept. Again, it's bringing people that have a lot of experience and want to help others and covering the challenge that we have in our industry. And as you know, there's a lot of change as usual, but the importance of face-to-face, the importance of our industry is not diminished at all. It's just that for people in our industry, you need to even learn about more different things with what AI is going to be doing, how you're going to structure your company, your organization. That's always a moving target. But there you have a great source of people to help you.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us today, Eric.
Thank you, Tyler.
And that was Eric Rosenberg, definitely the guy you want to talk to about being an entrepreneur and running a business, really anywhere in the meetings industry, as well as a business author with books available. Isn't that right, Eric?
That's correct. Yes, I wrote the book several years ago, Meeting at C-Level, on how to align meetings with the strategy of the organization. And last year, it's more a legacy book. It is a legacy book to my daughters. Why and how we came to this great country of America. And it's called Before It's Too Late, A Love Letter to My Daughters in America. Thank you for mentioning it.
That's very sweet, Eric. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was Eric Rosenberg. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. Thank you for joining us for this Meetings Today podcast. If you're interested in any of our other podcasts with the industry thought leaders, just head on over to meetingstoday.com and check out our podcast section. So thanks for joining us. And no matter what you're up to with the rest of the day, go out and make it a great one.